were there in early June?
Yeah, I was having a good time. I think that was probably the best command I've had in a long time. The changeup was really good, so I was pleased with it. I like where I'm at.
This was your 100th career start. What's it meant to you that this organization has always had your back?
It means a lot. You know, there's been a lot of times where I wasn't very good at all. Even getting sent out AAA, they'd run me back out there eventually. So it means a lot to keep getting opportunities and hopefully keep going well, make it worth your while.
Do you feel like you had one more inning in you?
Yeah, I did. But like I've said before, Walt says it's time to be done. It's time to be done. I tried to see if I could go back out for the eight. And he said, no.
Okay.
You're good there. So I said, yes, sir. And we'll roll on.
Doobie, what's it been like to see Bryce up close here and just get a better idea what kind of pitcher he is?
I always thought him first thing when I got traded. I'm like, I'm happy I'm not have to face him anymore. You know, it's unreal. And watching that sinker running back, little changeup, four seam, everything, and just watching him do his thing today was, you know, it was not surprising because, you know, you see him, you know, early in the year and everything is facing him, but you know, you feel pretty good about the chances, you know, when he's on like that.
What about the congratulations on your 600th career hit, but what about the play? A couple pitches before that, the ball off the on the steal of third.
Yeah. You know, I know I'm protected in the box. I knew they were trying to, you know, throw the runner at third base. I just stay put. I know I have a helmet for a reason. Put it down, and then I ended up getting hit in the head. I felt bad for Hicks. Hicks keeps apologizing, but bro, you don't have to apologize. You're good. Like, you know, I'm good. I mean, you're fine. Don't worry about it.
How about just to see the way this team has played out of the break? I mean, how good does it feel just to have that reset and get back to where this team was, you know, the most of the first 2 months?
Yeah, I mean, we're not surprised. It's just, you know, you're going to hit some speed bumps, you know. That's baseball. That's why I play 162, especially, you know, this is a long year, you know, coming after a bad year, you know, coming in hot. And, you know, we had a little down, but no, everything goes through that, and you know that's why we play 162 in the beauty of baseball.
Bryce, kind of the same question that I think Grant got last night, but what for the starters? You know, a lot of people were kind of upset that this team didn't bring in maybe a top line starter, but obviously the first two starts after the break have been pretty solid.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard a couple people say it the past, you know, week or so. Is all we do is kind of win control. And our job is to give these guys a chance to score some runs and keep it close enough that when they do score runs, we win ball games. So, you know, that is what it is, and that ain't nothing we can control. So we just try to go out and give the team a chance to win and handle our business.
Does it fire you up seeing that you guys are going to be the guys that are going to lead the pitching staff into, you know, the rest of the season and into the playoffs too?
I mean, yeah, I think that, you know, that was the plan all along, whether we added somebody or not. You know, I think no matter who's out there pitching, like I said, we try to give a team a chance to win. If we do, you know, I like our chances with the offense we have, and that's kind of just game plan.
How about what you guys have seen from Austin Riley? I mean, maybe the power will come along with it, but I think he boasts a 300 with an 800 or close to 900 OPS since the break.
Yeah, I mean, I've watched him for a long time. I don't know if he's played against him some, but, you know, you go through stretches where you struggle, but, I mean, he's too good to not – you know, have an impact in every, you know, at some point. He's a lot of fun to watch, plays hard on defense even when he, you know, was struggling at the plate. So, you know, he's working hard. And I, like I said earlier in the year, we talked about this. I'm not worried about him at all. We just find he's a special player. And you know, we've seen it for a long time. We're seeing it right now.
Anyone? All right. Thanks,
Paulie. Thanks, Ben.